It's been less than 2 weeks since Jim Johnson took the helm as president of the University of Alaska. And the transition in leadership is coming at a time when the university system is attempting to streamline and rethink the way it operates. APRN's Josh Edge reports.
Jim Johnson sees an opportunity amid the dark cloud of declining state funding and budget cuts throughout the University of Alaska system.
We play the single most important role in creating a knowledge economy for Alaska. And so when I look long term, that's the bright light that I'm looking at.
He sees that knowledge economy playing a pivotal role in helping Alaska diversify an economy that has been primarily based around oil. Specifically, on the heels of President Barack Obama's visit to the state, as well as the growing prominence of climate change, Johnson says there will be an increased emphasis on Arctic research.
We already lead the world in citations and academic journals on Arctic subjects. We're going to continue to drive that and continue to lead.
Despite the potential bright side of the university's future, there will be more years of declining state funding. And Johnson says he and the Board of Regents are taking that into account as they shape their budget requests for the next fiscal year.
We're certainly going to be looking again at cost effectiveness. Our approach is going to be modest because, again, we read the papers and we will be very, very reasonable in our request to the legislature.
In anticipation of fewer state dollars to work with, Johnson says the University of Alaska and the University Foundation, which raises private money for the university, are pushing to develop a plan for alternative funding sources.
They have agreed and are partnering to build out a campaign that is heavily focused on alumni. It's in the early stages right now of the planning of that campaign, but that is, I think, a really important development that you'll be seeing soon.
And if a proposed plan is approved by the Board of Regents, Johnson could receive a performance bonus of $75,000 per year if certain benchmarks are hit. But he says he's planning on putting his own skin into the fundraising game.
My wife and I have talked about it, and we will donate the bonus monies, whatever I'm able to achieve, we'll donate that to the university in various ways. We have yet to figure out exactly how.
The benchmarks the bonus would hinge on are increasing alumni donations, boosting the number of Alaska Native graduates, and cutting administrative costs by 10% annually. Johnson is on a five-year contract, making $325,000 a year. Despite new potential revenue sources, Johnson says budget cuts are inevitable. Cuts at individual campuses have traditionally been made at the local level, and that will remain largely unchanged. From a statewide approach, Johnson says he'll be looking to reduce administrative costs. Johnson says there will also be an increased focus on collaboration and condensing of academic programs.
There is collaboration happening. You know, let's say there aren't enough students for a thermodynamics class in Anchorage, and there aren't in Fairbanks, but if they're combined and there's a faculty member available, you know, through video conferencing and other technologies, that thermo class can be taught on behalf of both universities by a faculty member. Whether that person's in Anchorage or in Fairbanks, it really shouldn't matter.
Johnson says he is committed to visiting every UA campus during his first year as university president. The university faced a $28 million shortfall last year. In Anchorage, I'm Josh Edge.